Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do women see tall men as protection, or were they programmed through all of media to think that way?
Well, what's your opinion, ladies?
I don't know. I used to like tall guys, but I mean, it's, you know, I feel like in the media, women, they don't, because it's all in the movies, all those knights and everybody are tall and muscular and long, flowing
tall, dark,
hair.
And handsome, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think
over
it's,
6 feet.
It's, yeah, in the media. And so, I mean, I'm small, so I'm small to everybody. But I've usually only dated guys that were like 6 foot to like six. The tallest I've ever dated was like 6'3". So that was pretty big.
That's tall.
So
you come up to what, his kneecaps?
Pretty much. Like, yeah. Like, he was really tall. But I don't think it really matters, and I don't think men are going to be however you see them and what you're attracted to. I don't think it really matters. It just seems how you, like, your flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't think that they change or one's better than the other.
So you've been on dating apps before, and, like, what do you set the height at? Did you
5'11"? Yeah. That's,
5'11
like, my ideal height. Because I'm 5'2", but for some reason I look way taller than I really am. And especially when I put heels on, I'm like 5'5". So if he's like 5'8", I still feel like we're really...
Because your last boyfriend was about your height, wasn't he?
No, he was 5'10".
Was he that tall? Didn't seem like
and
that.
And with shoes, he would be like 5'11".
Well, he's about my height, I guess, so.
Yeah.
But he wasn't 6'5". Because,
yeah,
you know, you'll see guys in the comments going, oh, Caroline only wants 6 feet and above. Jade only wants to date these 6 foot guys. But at the end of the day, you may think that, but you're going to go based on what you feel.
Yeah.
Because your feelings are your truth, especially ladies. I mean, the feelings are what matter and mm-hmm. everything. It's like when we talk about your new man.
He's
like when you tell us what that was like when you first met him and how it was different than all the other guys that you met over the last year since you broke up with your last boyfriend, who was also like, he was like 6 foot, wasn't he?
He's 6'2".
He was 6'2".
And
your new boyfriend, he's like
5'10",
right?
5'10", yeah.
Yeah, he's shorter.
Yeah. No, it's just different. He's a different type of person. He's also younger, too. So, I mean, that's a plus. It's
like
fit, different.
And he's in good shape.
Yeah, he's
nice
a
guy.
He's a great shape. He's very sweet, very nice, and he's also in his masculine too. Like, he's not like girly. He does like girly stuff. Like, we'll watch.
He's a blue collar guy.
Yeah, he works hard. You know, does like, I'll ask him if he can help me with something. He's like, yeah, but it's not like, he's not like a yes man. He's not always like, no, 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 no.
But he's a regular blue-collar guy, not some super rich dude. Because you dated plenty of guys that had money in the last year.
Yeah.
Because, again, you'll see guys in the comments going, oh, it's, you got to be 6 foot and good-looking and rich. That's the only way you can get a girl like Jade. But the guy you're dating now is a blue-collar. He's an electrician.
Yeah. And I don't care about that. He's honest. He's sweet. He's loyal to me. Treats me well. And that's all that matters to me. It makes me feel good.
But when you met him, you had a different feeling right away.
Oh, I felt
compared to all the other guys you met over
last year. It was like an electricity. It was so crazy. It was like I saw him and everybody else was just, there was nobody else around. It was just him and I. And we were on the beach at a concert with other people and it didn't feel. And like we kissed each other and I was like, oh my God, did you feel that? Like just like a little peck.
How long after meeting did you guys kiss?
It was probably like 2 hours after we like ended up like dancing. Cause we had some drinks and we're like kind of flirting and like dancing with each other. And I like kind of turn around and we kind of like kiss like this. And I was like, my heart was just like, my heart's kind of pitter pattering just thinking about it. But it was just so amazing. And it was just like awesome. Like it really was. Aww. It was so great to actually like have that with somebody. And it just came out of nowhere. It was perfect.
They weren't looking. It was like a last minute thing. Chunky invited you. Yeah. He's like, I got extra tickets for this. Yeah. You want to come? And you're like, sure.
Yeah, it was just, and we met, and he wasn't even, I wasn't supposed to go, and then he wasn't looking for anybody, and I wasn't looking for anybody, because he had just got, not out, he'd been out of a relationship for like 7 months before, and he was like, I don't want to deal with any of these girls. They're horrible, because he had a bad experience with his last girlfriend he was seeing. And he's like, girls are just, ugh. He was like, put a, like a ward against them. Mm-hmm. And then he met me. So I was like, it was great.
You met the leader of the Garden Gnome people. Yes, but instantly, right away, you felt something different compared to
every guy you met
in the last year.
And it wasn't like he was trying or, you know, it's not like we had to talk to attract each other. It's like when we saw each other. And
it was instant.
Like, it was instant.
Instant chemistry.
Yeah. And like it's wonderful. It's awesome because we like the same things. We like pretty much talk the same way. We joke around and it's fun. Like,
he's kind of like a hillbilly as well, right? Kind of like a southern boy. He's a blue collar dude.
No, he's from New Jersey. So he's a Jersey boy. So he lives out in the country. His grandma has a
country boy. That's what I'm talking about. Because Jade's a country bumpkin, South Carolina.
He was telling his friends, it was funny, he's like, a couple weeks before I met you, I had a thing at work, and he was like, I hate Southern accents. He was telling me, he's like, and it's so funny, and I was like, oh, did you? And he's like, I don't know what happened. I said, yeah, because I definitely have a Southern accent.
But after just a few, because he was only in town for that weekend, right? And then he came back a week or two later or something like that?
He came back a month later.
It was a month. But you guys were talking over the phone a lot.
Yeah.
And so you'd spend a lot of time having, like, digital dates because you couldn't be there physically.
Yeah.
And then he came back. But, again, from the get-go, the feelings were different. And that was the important thing. The attraction was different.
Yeah.
And you were certain. You weren't like, eh. You weren't, like, trying to put the square peg in the round hole. It's just everything
clicked instantly.
He felt like a glove. It was easy. It was effortless. Yeah. You didn't have to try.
Right.
You didn't have to talk yourself into liking him more.
No.
The passion came from the inside.
He didn't even have to talk because I talked enough for us both. And he was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't get much word in edgewise.
And so you had like a knowing.
Yeah.
It's like love at first sight kind of thing.
It really, and I like... I haven't felt like that since. I haven't felt like love like that since, like, I thought I loved somebody. You can love people and not be in love, but I haven't felt that since, like, high school from, like, my first love.
Damn. So you're 31? 32.
No, I'm 32. 32.
Grandma's 32. And so the last time she felt this way about a man was, how old were you when that happened?
I was 16.
16 years. So literally half of your life ago, it's been 16 years since you met a guy where it was easy. Yeah. You get along well. You communicate well. You guys don't yell at each other or anything like that. Mm-mm. It's just smooth. Because you have been in a relationship with guys that tend to get angry and pissed off a lot and irritable.
Yeah. He's not irritable. I'm like, say things and then it's just kind of like, we'll talk about it. Because I'll say something, because most of the time I tell him, like, about one of my friends, and he's like, you got to stop doing that. Like, tell him no, you know, because he tries to stick up for me, and, you know, he's just an all-around, like, great guy.
He's a man. He's chivalrous. He's a man. He's protective. He's dangerous. Yeah. He's a blue-collar guy. He's built. He's jacked.
He is.
He doesn't take shit from anybody.
No. No, he doesn't.
And he's respectful.
He's very respectful.
He's not abusive verbally or physically or mentally or emotionally.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
So the interest was super high. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it's so amazing, so emotion compelling, there's nothing could come better, and then obviously 1 sucks ass, where would you put your attraction if you were to grade it on a scale of 1 to 10? What would you put it
toward? A 10.
A 10. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. We literally, like, when we don't, like, keep our hands off each other. We were playing Monopoly the other day, and he sweeped all in the floor.
Oh, shit. Remind me never to play on that Monopoly board.
Oh, my gosh.
Never touch that or any of those dollar notes. I won't touch any of the Monopoly money or any of the houses. Won't touch the thimble. Don't know where that
this
stuff
has been.
This one
doesn't come with a thimble.
Doesn't know where that shit's been. Yeah, I think you got to buy those things separately now.
Mine comes with a dinosaur, a penguin, a kitty cat, the race car, and I think the hat.
And they're not metal anymore? They're like plastic?
No, they're plastic. Mine's like a retro-looking board.
That's
I don't like it.
That's disappointing.
I know. I want the old one. But yeah, we have fun together. And he finally beat me in Monopoly. Because I killed him twice. And he's like, I need redemption.
It's like a long game, too.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I like, too. He plays games with me. Like, nobody else will play game. Like, my friends, of course. But none of my ex-boyfriends would play with me. Like, I'm a kid at heart. I like doing stuff like that.
They wouldn't play with me.
They wouldn't play with me. I'm a kid at heart. Like, I like playing games and going outside, just hanging out in the grass and doing, sitting right in the grass. And.
But from the time you met, you've been certain. Mm-hmm. And it's now, what, been 3-4 months?
Almost 4 months now.
4 months. And the feelings haven't changed. They've been steady.
Oh, it's been the same.
Like. Number 10?
Number 10, yeah.
Since the beginning?
Since the beginning.
He's been full breach since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about you, Caroline? We talked about this last time. So, because you've known this guy for a while, mm-hmm. and you've been kind of more patient and more open to see what happens with your feelings.
Yeah.
It wasn't like instant, oh my God, this is the man I'm going to have children with.
Definitely not.
It was just, he's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I'll see where it goes. I'll give him a shot.
I really never had that moment where it's, like, instant where I'm like, wow, like, I could, like, sparks or whatever, like, fireworks, spotlight right on
you. You've never had that happen ever? Not like, once?
You kiss and you're like, whoa.
No, I feel like I've always been kind of rushed into a relationship where you kind of just spend so much time together that it gets to a point where it's like, okay, well. We might as well be.
Might
a
as well.
Yeah.
This is good for now.
This is good for now.
Yeah.
So Jade's like, I found the one.
I did.
And you're like, I'm open to being convinced.
Right. I'm like, hopefully this weekend. I mean, we're going on a getaway, so it should be like a little
that'll
vacation.
Be nice.
A
little spark action.
Yeah.
He doesn't
you
want to
borrow my Monopoly
together?
Board? It really turns you
on. I don't want Kamala.
It's a magical Monopoly board.
That's so funny.
Don't mind all the sticky stuff on board. It's just, you know, it's not what you think
it
is. It
was all on the floor. It didn't, nothing was.
It's just sriracha sauce.
Ew.
Ew.
Hi.
Money's all crumbled up and stuff.
Oh, I did. We played again. I was like, "What? Look what you did to my deeds. Look at them. They're bent. Why?"
So you guys continued to play after that?
I think
know.
The game was pretty much over.
Yeah, I had to. Well, I was winning, and then he swept it on the floor.
And decided to punish you, to punish your pelvis?
Yeah.
So this weekend is like, is this a last ditch to see if your feelings change one way or another?
I mean, that's not really what I'm going into it. I don't want to think that way. I don't want to be negative towards it, but I mean.
But how do you feel about where your interest is and that it hasn't gone up, hasn't gone down? It's just
steady. I feel like it's more towards like the lower side, like not as excited.
So it's dropped a little?
Yeah, I think it's
so it went from a 7 to a 6 or a 6.5?
Yeah, like 6.5.
6.5.
Definitely.
So the attraction is dropping a little bit.
Yeah.
He's sliding into the danger zone.
Yeah.
Because if it goes to 5, you'll be looking for the exits.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Like when you were explaining yourself, I was kind of thinking like, I don't have those feelings of just like gittery or feeling like, oh my gosh, this is my guy. You know, like I kind of just feel like, okay. Like.
Does when you're walking on the sidewalk, do you walk on the outside or you walk on the inside?
Inside. He's a complete gentleman. Like, I walk on the inside, opens my door always. Like,
he's just a little too nice, a little too squishy.
Maybe.
A little dopey.
Maybe.
Because he's ready to move in and everything.
Yeah.
What?
He's like, Caroline's, so for him, Caroline's it.
Like, I think so.
Is he younger?
We're the same age.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, we're the same age.
She's no longer dating younger men.
Ooh.
It's no big difference, though.
It's really not.
Does he have his life more together than the last one?
I mean, he has a good job. Like I said, it's a job. Doesn't live on his own, though.
Oh, he lives with his parents?
Yeah.
And you have your own place?
Yep.
So it's kind of similar to what you had last time.
Which I don't judge. It's so hard nowadays to get an apartment on your own. So it was even hard to get my apartment.
But you're a girl and you did it.
But I did it, you know.
If you and wanted he didn't? To. What's his excuse for not having an apartment?
I have no idea. I never asked that.
So it bothers you a little bit. He's not a little more established.
So it'd be nice, yeah.
So it's like him moving in with you, but it's like kind of like you feel kind of like he's getting a free ride a little bit.
In a way, yeah. Like I would rather you do it on your own than just come and live with me, even though he's going to pay his
part. Yeah, but it's nice to have that where you can go stay at his house or he stay at your house so you're not always together and right. You get your alone time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I only have a one bedroom, so it's kind of like,
Girl, I have a studio. We're going to see how this works out.
I don't have extra room for you, buddy.
But we shouldn't be there that long, so that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Attraction level cuts through everything. So you got two contrasting points of view. Mm-hmm. Jay's in La La Land. Caroline's like, maybe it gets better. Maybe it doesn't. But she's giving the guy the benefit of the doubt, even though he's not taller than 6 feet.
Yeah. Maybe that's the issue.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. It's because he's not 6 feet tall.
Maybe.
Because that's fascinating for the guys to hear that, to hear the thought processes. How you feel about your guy and versus how you feel about your guy. Because I know when I met... Like, you know, you guys saw the videos with Katie. Like, when we met, it's like our eyes made contact. We were eye-fucking each other instantly. It was like, it's on. I know this is the girl I was supposed to meet. Everything in my body was like, yep, absolutely. The other girls that I wrote about in my book was the same thing. It was like, love at first sight. I have to have this woman. And being with her was fucking, all of them, they were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had plenty of times where I dated people where I felt the way that you did. And I go off of what feels right, what my intuition is, because it's like when I was younger, I was the same thing. I was thinking, well, you know, maybe my feelings will change over time. The women I knew were like, oh, you got cold feet, Corey. Don't worry about it. It'll change. Mm-hmm. And it's like it never did. The feelings, you know, they never went beyond that. And when you're young and you have the best relationship you ever had, but you're still not like feeling like what Jade was feeling, that mm-hmm. kind of real deep connection, like your souls are brought together for a reason.
Right.
And, but I got talked into settling down when I was young, even though it didn't feel right. So it's like, I felt more like you did. And everybody's like, oh, she's great. You gotta get married. And everybody's getting married. You feel pressure to do that. And I didn't have enough experience. I wasn't sure enough of my own self. Plus, mm-hmm. I was worried. It's like, what if we split up? I mean, I was like in my mid-20s at the time. I was like, it took that long to find somebody that I connected with on that level. But even though as good as it was, I knew there was something that was missing.
Right.
But I doubted myself, and I didn't believe myself, and I didn't trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the things that Wayne Dyer used to say, he said, when you trust in yourself, you're trusting in the same wisdom that created you.
Yeah.
And I've personally found that to be true. And even as unpleasant as it was to end a marriage and go through divorce and have to tell everyone, what happened? It's like, and you go through the fucking story like 1,000 times with anybody and everybody because they all want to know. And you know, like you relive it over and over. You kind of feel guilty afterwards. But, you know, the love stories that I've been able to experience since then is like, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right.